I hear my mom. I heard her last night. She told me over and over again, never grow weary in doing good works. And I don't know if you've ever got to this point, but a lot of times when you get really close to breaking through, you have the tendency to start to hear that other voice. And that other voice is going to tell you, ah, you need to stop. Nobody's listening. It doesn't matter. All these things. And what I found is when I start to hear that voice, I know that I'm right at the breaking point. I know that God is right about to bless, but somebody's trying to come in and rob my joy. I've dealt with this a lot throughout my life where somebody tries to come in. I mean, things try and come in and rob your joy. And then we start to read signs. What I would suggest is, as opposed to reading signs, just read his word. And when we read his word, it's congruent and it's consistent with every single thing that his actions are. And so my pops and mom said to me very early on and often that they didn't know the answer to the question that I was asking, but they knew someone who did. And they would direct my eyes to the Lord. And that was probably one of the greatest things and greatest gifts that I ever got. Well, last night I sat in bed and I was so excited to get up in the morning and come here and deliver a message. But throughout the day, I kept hearing, like, why does that message matter? It doesn't matter. It's fallen on deaf ears and all these things. And what it was it was the devil trying to come in and rob my joy. And I want to encourage every single one of you. See, I grew up with a ton of encouragement. My pops told me I was the greatest, so act accordingly. My mama told me, Justin, if you're listening out there, that I was awesome. Separate myself from my accomplishments. I was beautiful. Don't ever compare myself to anybody. And that I could do anything. But just because I could do it didn't make it my purpose. Well, what I've let people know is that is the bottom or the foundation of my what I refer to as my vibe triangle. And that vibe triangle, the basis of it is my heart set. The sides of the triangle is my mindset, which is my intentions. And the top of it, which occupies the smallest amount of real estate, is my actions or my skill set. But a lot of times growing up, I would build my life. I would build everything on that foundation of just my actions, which is the smallest part of the triangle. It doesn't really make any sense. And I would lead with my actions, and then I would try and develop my mindset. Hopefully, at some point, it would fall down in my heart. And what God started to tell me was, build it with your heart. What is your heart set? What do you truly believe? And if you just take the time and we sit down and we settle in for a second and say, what is it that I truly, truly, truly believe? Well, I truly believe that I'm awesome. I need to separate myself from my accomplishments. Not if I do a good podcast, a good keynote, that my business flourishes, or that I do good on that day. My mom told me I'm awesome. Separate myself from my accomplishments. I'm beautiful. Don't ever compare myself to anybody. And that's the hardest thing to ever do, because we constantly look at whether it be online presence or we just look at ourselves yesterday or a couple years ago or where we should be, and we get in this place, and what it does is it just tries to rob our joy and take the focus off of doing exactly what we need to do at the exact right time. And the only way that we could do that is by being in communication with him. And so my mom said it all the time, never grow weary in doing good works. I guess the party's already started, but I think that we should probably do this to get it moving even faster. I tried the commercial, but it wouldn't work. And the cool thing is I wrote out a bunch of things from Proverbs 11. We're doing the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. And I wrote this out, and I got a message from my buddy Gary Spellman. And what it talked about was our choices, our choice that we always have when God speaks to us is we have a choice to move on it or not. And most of the time when God speaks, what it talked about in the message today that Gary sent to me, and this was right after I had written a whole outline on what I was going to deliver on the podcast. What the message said was, when God delivers something, most of the time, he kind of disrupts our plan. And then we have a choice. Do we go with him and listen to him and allow him to disrupt our plan? Or do we just forge forward and do what we think and what we feel at that particular time? Well, I was called on this in real time because right before I pushed the record button, it was that. Right before I was about to do a commercial, I pushed the commercial button and the commercial button didn't work. But what God was saying to me last night was he was encouraging me to encourage every one of you because every one of you, wherever you're at, and there's a lot of people that are listening right now that are struggling, like you're struggling, like, am I doing the right thing? Am I, you know, and what I would suggest is just take the time, breathe for a second and realize that your gifts, every one of your gifts that you have is a phenomenal thing for somebody next to you and you never know how you're going to impact them. And my mama would always say, never grow weary in doing good works. And I would ask her, like, how do I know what's right? How do I know if what I'm doing is right? How do I know if what I'm thinking is right? And the only way that we could was by checking it with the word. And righteousness is a word that people stay away from because they have bad connotation with it. I said it to a woman the other day. I said, about righteousness. And hey, and she said, oh, I don't want to be righteous. I said, well, what does righteousness mean to you? And she said, well, it means that you're, self-righteous. I said, well, no, let's take the word self away from it. Let's just look at the word righteousness. Righteousness is just doing the right thing at the right time. How do we know how to be able to do that? By staying in communication with God, because then he'll give us that part. He says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Well, if we have wisdom, which is the right use of knowledge, and we just spend time with him, right? If we spend time with him, then we'll have the fear of God, which is not fear like trembling, but it's respect. So if we have respect of him, the only way that we'll get that is by truly spending time with him. And if we spend time with him, then he'll tell us what to do at that particular time. But the hardest thing that we'll ever do in our life is to give that control away. We were talking about this in our men's group the other day, and we were saying that going into prayer with an expectation of a certain result can only happen when we went to God first and said, what should I pray about? What should I desire? Because he's the author of those desires. If he's the author of them, he'll be the finisher of them. But we've got to check our desires or our wants, because there's a difference between a want and a desire. A want is what we want based off the circumstances that we have, and a desire is based off of what God has for us at that particular time. And we have no idea unless we spend time with him. And my mom would always say this to me, never grow weary in doing good works. And I would ask her again, about why this was. Because there's going to be times, son, when you're weary. That's what she told me. There's going to be times where you don't want to do that thing. I'm sure there was days that she didn't want to encourage me because she was tired. Because she was tired from work, 16, 18 hours a day, sleeping on a couch, the pull-out couch. There's probably days where she didn't want to encourage me. There's probably days where she just wanted to say, but you know what? It was amazing because she would never grow weary in doing good works, and she would transfer that on to her boys. And it was unbelievable for me because in Proverbs 11, when I read this, the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, I realized that in verse 1, it's how you find favor. In verse 2, it's that ego is a liar, and a lot of times our ego will tell us things that we shouldn't listen to. That's in verse 2. Integrity is a light to our path. That's verse 3. Protection, when we do the right thing, it'll give us protection. That's in verse 4 and 8. The greatest guide of all time is going to be wisdom and righteousness. And righteousness has a connotation, but righteousness is just doing the right thing at the right time. And how do we know that? By just spending time with God and asking him. But it'll be the greatest guide of all time. It'll help us to be able to focus in verse 6. It'll give us hope in verse 7. It'll build people in verse 9, and it'll help us to speak life. And what is speaking life? Speaking life is saying directly to every single one of you, like I'm going to say right now, I want you to be encouraged in exactly where you're at right now. Exactly where you're at, because God has you right there. And what my pops would always say to me is that God has you exactly where you need to be. And if he needed you someplace else, he's big enough to have you there. And that was the hardest thing for me to understand, because what I wanted to say is, no, but you don't understand my agenda. Well, that's the thing. It was my agenda. In verse 11 through 14, it'll help you to be able to bless people. It will give you help to be able to show you kindness. In verse 19, it'll talk about that you're the greatest, so act accordingly. And that's what my pop said. Like, imagine if you just realized that you were the greatest, that God made you perfect for this time right now. And he just wants your attention. He doesn't want anything else from you. He just wants your attention. And when you give him your attention, then he will bring the blessing that's already coming. Or what we could do is we could get focused on all the circumstances. And then when the blessing happens, then we didn't really get to enjoy it as much. In verse 23, it says, what do you desire? Like, what do you truly desire? We talked about that, like the difference between a want and a desire. Verse 24 through 26 talks about generosity. Verse 28 kind of punched me in the face because it was asking me, who do I trust? Who do I really trust? Like, when the chips go down, when I think like I shouldn't be doing this thing, who am I trusting? And when you have a situation in your life or a challenge in your life or a circumstance, which a lot of us have, where do our eyes go to? What do we trust in? Do we trust in our riches? Do we trust in our our stockpiles? Or do we just simply trust in God? And for me, turning on the hitting record this morning was trusting God, because I got a message that said, like, you know, from my buddy who threw me into a loop, and it happens to be a buddy named Gary Spellman, who constantly just says one thing: just do the right thing. And if you keep doing the right thing, all those things will start to fall into place. And imagine that generosity. I think about him with PLH, the motorcycle ride, the generosity, him helping first responders. That generosity is in him because he does the right thing. And how do we know how to do the right thing? We just stay in communication with God, and he'll tell us to do the right thing based off of his spiritual knowledge as opposed to our worldly knowledge. Who do we trust? Number 15. And this is in verse 29 in Proverbs 11. It talks about family, and that family is the most important. And in verse 30, it says, don't allow anybody to rob your joy. You see, because what joy is falling in love with your current circumstance and allowing magic to happen, happiness based off circumstance. And when we allow someone to rob our joy, we step out of that moment. We step out of being present. And I tell you, I'm not minimizing any pain that anybody has. I'm not minimizing anything that darkness that is going through, or trials or tribulations or things like that. What I am saying is you could fall in love with those things. You could fall in love with those things right here, right now. And what God will start to reveal is he'll start to reveal that he has you. And then our dependence becomes on him and not our circumstances. It becomes on him and not our stockpiles. It becomes on him and not our money or our things or our stuff that we accumulate to be able to protect ourselves. And when we could do that, we start to walk free. We start to walk light, because you know what? He owns it all anyway, and he'll give it to us as he sees fit. And this is probably one of the hardest things that we'll do in our lives. And if you're faced with the decision today, you're faced with the decision, you're faced with circumstances, challenges, what I would say is every single thing that you give to him, he will work with. But he's also a gentleman. He's patient, and he'll wait until you freely give it to him. And he just wants you to give those things to him, whether it be your finances, your relationships, your friendships, your family, any of those things, give it to him. And when we give it to him and we honor him in that, then he'll show us what the right thing is to do on that time. And in the wise words of my mama, just never grow weary in doing good works. If you're in communication with God and God tells you to do something and you do it and you don't get the result that you want, it's okay, because you did exactly what God had you to do, but you have no idea the impact that you're having on people. Lastly, I want to encourage every one of you. I want to encourage every one of you like I got encouraged every single day of my life when my parents were on this earth, and I get encouraged every single day from my wife, from my kids, from my brother, from my best friend Will, from my best friend Dave. I want to encourage you and tell you that you are awesome, that you are beautiful, that you can do anything that you put your mind to, that you're the greatest. So act according to that greatness. I want to tell you that there's someone in your corner, that there's someone praying for you, that there's someone lifting you up and helping you and speaking on your behalf. standing next to you and cheering you on and telling you it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And no matter what you're dealing with right now, that God has you exactly where you need to be at the exact right time. And if not, he would have you someplace else. Never grow weary in doing good works. Proverbs 11, 3,000-year-old wisdom. I love you. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.